Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting third. The first baseman, Joakim. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Estilella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joakim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon bunts for an out with unknown description. Spence moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Spence moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Appling reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Appling scores. Callaway moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Case strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hogue. Spence reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence moves to third. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spence scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Early and he is safe. Appling steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball towards right. Moses settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Moses. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Case moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Appling moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon catches it and throws to second to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Estalella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-2 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Estilella moves to second. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for early win. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from early and he is safe. Moses steals second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Case scores. Spence moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spence scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. QL strikes out. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Wright attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. the Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 3 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 3 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 3 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kennedy scores. Tresh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 4 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards left. Cullenbine fields it and throws to second to catch Dietrich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans pinch hits for Bill Zuber. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.